Well, we've been taking our daily inspirations this week out of the book of Malachi. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. And I wanted to read chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. It says, "Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts." Well, this book of Malachi is very interesting. I was reading through it here recently, I guess it was a couple months ago now or something, and I thought, you know, it's very interesting the way the people thought of themselves and the way God thought of them, the way that the people looked at their own life and the way God, you know, revealed it to them, what they were really like. The priests and the ministers and the people, they thought their spiritual condition was okay. They felt that God was pleased with their life. They didn't see any problems. Those people, they were going through the motions. They were keeping the letter of the law, but their hearts were far from God. They were going to the temple. They were bringing their animal sacrifices. Well, now it was their lame animals and their blind animals, as we read earlier, those that wouldn't really bring a good price at the market. But they were bringing their sacrifices. They were putting some money in the offering. And we can see here by what we read, it wasn't the tithe or the 10% that they were supposed to bring or the other offerings, but they were, you know, they were going through the motions. They were putting money in the offering and they were doing some things. They felt pretty good about themselves. And they had their religion, but they didn't have salvation. They thought that they had salvation because they were Jews. They were God's chosen people. They were not Gentiles. They were circumcised and not like the uncircumcised heathen around them. They were sick spiritually, but they thought they were healthy. Think of it like this. You go to a doctor for a checkup, maybe a yearly physical, and you've been feeling pretty good. Oh, you're, you know, a little bit overweight. You have a little shortness of breath when you walk upstairs, and you have a little pain in your arm at times, but maybe there, you know, and maybe there's a small lump under your arm, but you really feel pretty good, especially, you know, you're 55 years old, and but you really feel pretty good. And the doctor there, he takes your blood pressure, he listens to your heart, he gives you a urine sample, or you give him a urine sample. He takes a blood sample, and he checks your pulse, and he asks a lot of questions. And then he checks you out from your head to your toes. And you are expecting a clean bill of health, but instead he tells you there's cancer, and your heart is giving out, and you should prepare to die. You only have just a short time to live. They're going to put you on the operating table, and they're going to, you know, all this kind of stuff. And you hear about these kind of things. You hear about people who felt pretty healthy. They went to the doctor, and here they end up on the operating table, and, you know, maybe they live for another 5 or 6 months or whatever, but, you know, they live a miserable life after that. It's not the doctor's fault or anything. I'm not, you know, there's no medical thing that was done wrong or anything, but they were just not healthy people. They felt that they were healthy, but they were very sick, and they were about to die. Well, that's a physical example of what was spiritually happening in the book of Malachi. They thought they were pretty healthy, pretty healthy spiritually, but God saw something totally different. So he sent them a faithful prophet named Malachi. You know, this was the last book of the Old Testament, like I said. And after that, there was 400 silent years that God didn't speak to the people. He didn't send them any more prophets. He didn't speak to them. There's no more scripture that was written during that time. And it was a very, they call those the Dark Ages, or the silent years in between. And this was, you know, these people that Malachi was talking to. So, what about you? You go to church, you dress modestly, you give some money, your women wear their head coverings, you listen to messages, and you're not like those heathen around you. But how does God see you? What is your spiritual condition? Are you healthy spiritually? You know, it's not wrong to go to a doctor and get things checked out. And it's not wrong to search our own selves and see where we're really at. Do we really feel like, or do we really see ourselves the way God sees us? And that's really the point of these messages out of Malachi this week. It's to help us to examine ourselves and not find out that, you know, we're sick spiritually and we really didn't even know it. And it seems like throughout the Old Testament there was many examples of those kind of things where people were really sick spiritually, they really didn't know it. And God's judgment came. And really it's a loving thing to be able to, to be able to share and to be able to ask these kind of questions. It's not, you know, it's not wrong for a doctor to ask the questions he asks, and it's not wrong for Malachi to be able to probe into a person's life or some of these other prophets. It was really a blessed thing, and it was something that they should appreciate, or we should all appreciate. The people here in Malachi, they didn't seem to appreciate it. But what about your spiritual condition? There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the last chapter of 2 Corinthians there. Verse 5, it says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test." And this is the Apostle Paul. I was reading out of the NIV. The King James is very similar there, but it's a little bit harder to understand the English there. But it says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith, and test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test." And we don't want to fail the test. You don't want to fail the test. I don't want to fail the test. I want to be right with the Lord, and I want to be able to walk with Him all the days of my life and not find out at the end of my pilgrimage that, you know, I was all wrong, or I was just a religious hypocrite or something like that. Here in the book of Malachi, they did a lot of right things. They did a lot of things that they felt good about themselves, but God saw them differently. And here in this example that we read about robbing God, they were robbing God, but they said, "Well, how have we robbed you? We haven't robbed God." And then God told them it was in their tithes and offerings. And there's a promise there. He said, if they would serve the Lord, you know, with their whole hearts, if they would follow the Lord in righteousness there, that He would rebuke the devourer, and He would make them a nation that would be blessed, and He would destroy the devourer, not let the devourer destroy them. And so all of these things. It's quite a promise there. You can read it again yourself. But he said that he would open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing to them. And I believe that's what we all want in our lives. We want God to pour out a blessing, but we need to turn our hearts to the Lord and away from the things of this world and away from our own fleshly desires and lusts, and we need to have a heart that's truly after God. So that's my encouragement to us today. Lord willing, we'll talk again tomorrow. We have one more thing here in the book of Malachi that they were saying that was different than what God saw them as, and we're going to look at a couple things in the Old or in the New Testament also. So God bless you. Thanks for listening today, and examine your own selves and see whether you're in the faith. God bless you.